There are 10 new COVID-19 cases being reported in schools across Simcoe County today. There are 62 total active COVID-19 cases being reported by local school boards at Simcoe County Schools as of 4 p.m. on November 22. Holy Trinity Catholic High School in Bradford is reporting one new case, and two affected classrooms since Friday. Cookstown Central Public School in Cookstown is reporting a new case today, and one affected classroom. Forest Hill Public School in Midhurst is reporting a new case today. Holly Meadows Elementary School in Barrie is reporting a new case, and one affected classroom. Tosarontio Central Public School in Everett is reporting three new cases today, and two affected classrooms. As of November 15, the Simcoe County District School Board has changed how it is reporting cases on its advisory board, deferring reporting on certain schools to the health unit. There are now four Barrie schools and one Cumberland Beach school that no longer have cases listed on the advisory board, with the health unit reporting cases at Terry Fox Elementary School, 7 cases total, W.C. Little Elementary School, 8 cases total, Emma King Public School, 1 new today, 8 cases total, Maple Grove Public School, 12 cases total, Severn Shores Public School, 2 new today, 6 cases total. The health unit does not report on affected classrooms. The Simcoe County District School Board has 48 confirmed active cases at 11 schools according to their advisory board. In addition to the cases reported above by the health unit, they are Ardag Bluffs Public School in Barrie, 4 cases, and 3 affected classrooms, Cookstown Central Public School in Cookstown, 1 case, and 1 affected classroom, Forest Hill Public School in Midhurst, 1 case, Holly Meadows Elementary School in Barrie, 1 case, and 1 affected classroom, Tosarontio Central Public School is reporting 3 new cases today, and 2 affected classrooms. West Bayfield Elementary School in Barrie, 1 case and 1 affected classroom. According to the Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District School Board, there are currently 3 active cases spread across 3 schools. St. Marie of the Incarnation Catholic School in Bradford has 1 case, and 1 classroom affected. Holy Trinity Catholic High School in Bradford, 1 case, and 2 affected classrooms. St. Teresa's Catholic High School in Midland, 1 case, with 2 affected classrooms. The Mon Avenir Catholic School Board has reported 1 staff member and 1 student have tested positive at École Secondaire Catholique Nouvelle Alliance in Barrie. At the Conseil Scolaire Viamonde, École Secondaire Le Caron in Penetanguishene has 7 confirmed cases as of November 19. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 2 cases. S. Le Caron Secondary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 7 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 2 cases. St. Anne's Elementary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 2 cases. West Bayfield Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 6 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 3 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 6 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 17, 8 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 12 cases. St. Joan of Arc Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 16, 2 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 3 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 5 cases. W.C. Little Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 12, 8 cases. Nottawa Elementary School, Clearview Township, declared November 12, 3 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 7 cases. Unnamed private school in Simcoe County, declared November 8, 2 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 10 cases.